This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. It is SportsFest 2018, day number two, and it's sunny. Yesterday was a little overcast. There was a little bit of rain today. I don't know, not that many clouds. No clouds that I can see, at least immediately over Rogers Campground. And in the remote studio that we have set up here at RV Site 45 at Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, surrounded by the White Mountains, just incredible views, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And Rich Paul.
Mark, you've just gotten back from the Republic of the Indian stream. We're going to talk about that later. But last night, Rich Paul said he's been wanting to talk to you. There was an incident that happened, several years ago now?
A few to several.
4 years, yeah. Something like that, where you...
It's our most viewed YouTube video.
Is it more viewed than your clip with the Border Patrol?
It was while I was in jail. That much I know.
Yeah, that's right. You were in jail for...
So can you give me a timeline on that? I would be able to tell you when I was in jail.
You were in 2012, because you went after me.
No, I got arrested in 2012.
Was it 2013?
The acts were in 2012. I was arrested in 2013,
okay.
And I went to jail in 2014.
And wow. We'll talk about this. All right.
So you went to jail for selling cannabis to an undercover agent, or not undercover agent, but an informant who was working with the police and the FBI. The FBI wanted to get you to wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center, which you refused to participate with. And so they went ahead and came at you with everything they had and ended up locking you away for a year of your life, basically, in the, as we call it, the Keene Spiritual Retreat in Keene, New Hampshire, at the jail. And so, you know, again, kudos to you for actually standing firm with your principles and taking that to trial. Unfortunately, you know, the jury did not see it your way, and we could talk further about that.
I did that trial very badly from a jury nullification point of view. It was not the way to handle it. I should have acted pro se, which would have allowed me to speak directly to the jury without exposing myself to cross-examination. And the one thing, the reason that I was convinced not to testify is basically the argument was, well, there were two things. One, my attorney was wrong, which she basically said... one of the questions...
Public defender, by the way.
Public defender. Yeah. One of the questions she asked me during our mock testimony was, where did you get the drugs? And I refused to answer the question, and she basically played the judge and said, if you don't answer, you'll be arrested. And I stuck out my wrists and said, okay, let's do that. Mm. Well, the problem is that question was never relevant. That question could not have been asked me on cross-examination because it wasn't relevant to any part of the trial.
Right.
So she should have played herself and said, objection, irrelevant. So that was one big thing, is I didn't want my testimony stricken from the record when I refused to answer a question like that, and I hadn't thought it out that thoroughly. I had a lot of time to think about it when I was in jail.
Nobody can see all angles of any particular situation, and walking in, you're just, I mean, you know, the greatest generals were caught on battlefields with maneuvers that they didn't expect.
Right, which is part of the proof that Alexander the Great had an infinite number of arms, but I'm not going to go into that. You'll have to look it up.
I'm completely unaware of this, this obviously strange claim.
So you went to jail, you spent a year there, and there was obviously, you know, whenever something like this happens, people have opinions about it, right? Mm-hmm. And so, Mark, you and I got into it on the air.
I don't think we got into it about that, and I'd like to, I think that it's important to set the ground.
About what?
We were talking about activism,
right.
Generally.
That was what I was going to say, was your opinion was that what Rich did was not activism, and I had agreed that the selling of cannabis was not activism. He was doing that as a business. But ultimately, what my argument was, and Rich, I'll let you take over here. You can make whatever point you were intending to. But just to recap where we were when you lost control of yourself and started flipping out and said the F word on broadcast radio.
I did.
My argument was it became activism when Rich took it to trial, when he went for jury nullification, when he did not take a plea deal, and he fought for his viewpoint, his freedom to sell the plant. That was my opinion.
Yeah, that may be okay. Ian's opinion now. I don't know. I'd have to watch that video.
Then.
I'd have to watch that video to verify that that's the case. What I felt like was that I yet another time Ian is filibustering while I'm just trying to say something on the radio. I'm trying to get to a point, but the minutia of the setting the myself up for the point is being picked at before I even get a chance to talk about it, and that's how I felt.
Yeah, because you said he wasn't an activist, and I had to defend the fact that he is an activist and was doing activism.
Yeah,
I did defend that.
Yeah, I felt like that particular act wasn't activism.
Yeah, see, I would make an argument.
Hold on, which particular act?
The act of selling drugs, making money, not activism.
I agree with you.
Okay, so you guys, have you ever heard of agorism?
Yes.
Okay, agorism is a philosophy that encourages people to engage in black and gray market activity for the purpose of bringing about political change. So I would argue that agorism is activism. It's a different kind of activism. It's not civil disobedience. It's civil disobedience where you hang fire. Instead of calling the police and telling them what you're doing, you wait for them to figure it out. And if they don't figure it out, you win. But it's still activism because it's something you're doing that puts you... activism doesn't even have to put you at risk. I mean, running for office is activism. Talking to people on the street about libertarianism is activism.
Well, running for office does put you at risk because you've signed a statement with the state saying you're going to follow all their rules.
Yeah, you're right.
You recently found out with a federal campaign.
It does put you at some risk.
Yeah.
The reason I withdrew from the federal campaign is because signing campaign finance documents would have put my head in a noose and set me up for basically either I tell them the truth and go to jail for that, or I don't tell them the truth and go to jail for that.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's risk involved in that activity. So what you're saying is, and this is the classic agorist argument, is that agorism is activism. That's what you're saying.
So that's the first act.
And that has to do with your intention? Does it just have to do with your intention?
But then there's a second thing,
which is,
did the FBI target me?
It's a great question. We'll get on to that one. So at the time, I'm one of the three board members of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, an organization that Ian dropped out of for whatever reason. He never really was very clear on what his complaint was. And I had to, the three of us that were on the board, had to define what activism was, what civil disobedience was in order to...
Okay, activism is a much broader term than civil disobedience.
I see the point.
Let's clarify.
Yeah, I see the point, and I'm willing to concede it today. But at the time, when dealing with Ian on the air, and I felt like I was getting blocked off and filibustered, I was not in a mood to hear it at the moment. And we had to decide, is what Rich Paul doing civil disobedience, and do we want to put the last meager funds of the Civil Disobedience Fund behind his campaign? And I can't recall precisely what we did other than send you some money for like Zoom Zooms and Wham Whams while you're in jail, but I don't think we financed anything to do with the lawyer and fees. And that was about it.
Yeah, and that's not unreasonable because it's not the Activism Evolution Fund, it's the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, and what I did was not technically civil disobedience because civil disobedience is done openly with the intent of being seen,
right.
And what I did was done covertly with the intent of not being seen. So I think the issue is split.
Yep.
Is it activism? Yes. Is it civil disobedience? No.
Now, and the FBI, why did they want to find out what was going on in the Keene Activist Center, which,
well,
I've been in there. I didn't think much was going on at all. I remember having wine and cheese in there one time.
Well, the thing is, you knew what was going on in the Keene Activism Center. They didn't know, presumably. And remember that was when Cantwell first arrived. And Cantwell has been a
when
person,
he arrived,
I guarantee.
Yeah, they were interested in him because when he arrived, he wasn't the current racist Cantwell. He was the anti-cop, you know, use violence on cops Cantwell,
yeah,
which, of course, is
he
gonna,
went that exactly. Halloween as a dead police officer.
That was a little bit later, but there's more coming up here. We're at ForkFest 2018.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk.
Talk Live. We're at FortFest 2018 at the beautiful Rogers Campground, nestled in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's a splendid location. The people here are great, too. There's, I would say, a couple dozen folks that were here yesterday. And as I was saying earlier when I was talking with Daryl, this event, I would say, has more people attending it at this time this year than it did at this time last year. So on day one last year, I think we had more people on day one this year. We've got a larger diversity of attendees. There's people international. We got a guy from Lithuania, a guy from the UK. Folks from Virginia have come all the way up here, New Jersey. So people are coming from all over the place, all over the world.
The foreign countries of Virginia and New Jersey.
To attend ForkFest. And so it's great. It's great to see such a variety, including people who I don't recognize that are attending this particular event. You can go to forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event there. And I did just post a story about from freekeen.com with a couple of pictures from yesterday, including us hanging out at the local tavern that just started taking cryptocurrency, and we were their first crypto customers last night. So it's been great so far. Rich Paul joining me and Mark in the studio here. You guys have been talking about the controversy over agorism, and I want to get back into that, but first I do want to let you know about Zencash, which is one of our sponsors here on Free Talk Live. If you're interested in cryptocurrency, you've assuredly heard about Bitcoin. But there are 1,500 plus other cryptos out there, at least, that are competing with Bitcoin.
I think you just safely say thousands.
Yeah, possibly, yeah, because there's only 1,500 listed at CoinMarketCap.
Right, and that's not if you count the ERC-20 tokens.
They list those, actually.
There are thousands of tokens alone, aren't there?
They will only, from what I was told yesterday, CoinMarketCap will only list your token or coin if there's more than $20,000 worth of activity on it or something like that. So there's probably, like you said, thousands of other ones that have next to zero activity on them. But anyway, Zencash is one of the ones worth looking at. They're actually number two if you rank by number of nodes in the system, because these are decentralized currencies. Zencash is number two just under Ethereum and above Bitcoin as far as the number of nodes in the system. So go and check out what they're doing over there, because Zencash was created by Voluntarius. I want to know, and no one has yet told me, are there any other white papers of cryptocurrencies that reference voluntarism? Because Zencash does. So they've got the right philosophy behind their crypto, and they've got some of the best technology, including zero-knowledge anonymity. So if you care about privacy, you can get that with Zencash, and they've got the right philosophy.
And there's another feature that I poo-pooed when I first heard about
Zencash?
Yes, which is Zencash has a built-in chat system.
That's true.
And I thought that when I heard it, I thought it was the dumbest thing that I'd ever heard. Until
encrypted chat. Encrypted.
Exactly. Until I realized that would relieve you of having to have somebody's phone number to do business with them. You don't have to know anything about them except their Zencash address, presumably, to connect across their chat system. So, for example, you could build a Tinder clone that ran on top of that where the girls were call girls. That would be a use for that chat. And so they have their page in your Tinder clone, and their page includes their wallet address.
When are you gonna write
and
this?
When you connect, as soon as I get funding, do you know any Bitcoin millionaires?
Yeah, let's talk about that funding. What I got to say about Zencash is we told you last week or the week before that we were buying Zencash, the Free Talk Live.
I converted some of the church's Ethereum into Zencash.
And I converted some of the church's BTC into Zencash.
Yeah.
And it is now up over that buy point.
Oh, good for you.
Good for you, too.
I presume. I haven't
looked
at the
price. Good for everybody who listened.
Yeah. The Church of the Invisible Hand,
I know when you
also, for full disclosure, holds 10% of its assets in Zencash.
Right.
Good.
That's the thing is that, look, we're not going to tell you how to spend your money, but we will tell you, invest your money, but we will tell you what we're doing.
Yeah.
I did go out on a limb way back in the day, and I said, invest in Bitcoin. And I've now tempered that, because you never know what these crypto markets are going to do.
Sure don't.
But just saying, Mark Edge is right. The edge is right again.
Zencash.com is where you can go to learn more about that. Once again, Zencash.com. Glad to hear you're into it, too. It's pretty good cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I'm really impressed by the technology. It's the coin I really want to work on.
Yeah, yeah. It's also, I've been impressed by how they've handled some of the challenges. We had Rob, who's one of their programmers on, one of the founders of Zencash. Viglione, I believe is his last name. He came on the show like a week or two ago to talk about the 51% attack that happened.
Was that before or after his cohort took the tank and drove it down the Virginia streets?
That was a former programmer of Zencash. Okay, I believe that person was no longer programming
former
Zencash
cohort.
At the time.
But that's punk rock.
Awesome.
Let me shout out to that brother wherever he is.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. That was just, I don't know if you saw the footage of it, but it was hilarious watching that tank or armored personnel carrier just tooling down the streets of, I think it was Richmond, Virginia, was where that happened at 60 miles an hour. And he was high on something, apparently, because they...
Well, who isn't these days?
So, let's see. Let's get
I'm
back
high on the view here at Rogers Camp.
It's beautiful. It really is.
And we're both high on a hill.
So, let's get back into the question of agorism. I don't think that you had quite finished up that discussion. Rich, your viewpoint, let me see if I can recap it, is that agorism is sort of the idea of doing business outside of the state's permission slips, you know, just not asking permission, not getting a license, just going and doing whatever business it is you're called to do to provide a service or product to people without any kind of government permission with the intention of taking down the state versus, like, so you did it as selling cannabis, whereas your typical cannabis salesperson probably doesn't have the intention of taking down the state. So that's not agorism, is it?
Exactly. And
so it's all about the intention?
To me, it's about the intention. One of the points of selling weed was I had a number of runners, and I was teaching those runners about philosophy, about agorism, about why free markets are justified, about why business is not your enemy and government is not your friend.
Is that required, though, to be agorism, is to actually spread a message along with doing business?
I believe so.
Okay.
To me, it doesn't become agorism until it's done with the intent of affecting political change.
But there's a difference between an intention and taking action toward that intention, right? So if you have it in your mind that I'm earning money by selling, you know, these drugs in order to take down the state, but you don't actually do something by, like you were saying, talking to your employees or talking to your cohorts about, you know, liberty, you are actually taking some sort of physical reality action beyond just the sale of a bag of pot.
Although the sale, even if you're making agorist cuckoo clocks, the sale of that cuckoo clock outside of their tax system and now even maybe outside of their currency system by using Bitcoin, that is... I hate to agree with the Supreme Court, but that does have an effect on the main market.
It's a minuscule effect.
It's a minuscule effect
on a global
scale.
The global gray market has 2/3 of the transactions on a worldwide scale. So simply doing business outside of the grand
legal structure.
Things, the legal structure isn't. I mean, you can call it
the state.
Well, right. Another way to look at it is if they weren't doing that, the state would be 3 times more powerful.
I
so
suppose.
They are, you know,
if hold that thought,
not efficient
hold,
enough for it.
We can continue here. Rich Paul is with us, Ian and Mark here in our remote studio at ForkFest 2018. Go to ForkFest.party.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House is blaming Democrats for the administration's policy of separating parents and their children at the U.S. border and demands a legislative fix. The House will vote on competing immigration proposals this week. Anger over the zero-tolerance policy erupted at a demonstration at the port of entry in El Paso, Texas.
We will not
Thousands of protesters chanted, demanding the Trump administration stop separating children from their parents at the border. The march was organized by Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
We were told there were 98 kids in this tent city yesterday. We were told today there are 200 kids. We've all got to own this. We cannot blame this on Trump. We cannot blame this on a political party. This is America right now, and so America's got to show up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2018. It is a decentralized libertarian camping event at the perfect place for such a thing. Rogers Campground. No one's in charge, which means that everybody is. So you're in charge of your own experience. Do you want to just kind of camp and hang out with people, you know, hit the campfire or whatever? You can do that. You can also create things for people to do. Like, I believe there is a tent being set up right now for the Alt Expo, where there will be speeches and presentations on a variety of different subjects. I believe those will be starting at some point today or tomorrow. There's vendors setting up here, and of course, as is the proper agorist way, nobody should be asking permission to vend here at Rogers Campground. I mean, I guess if you want to go and do that from the state, that's your business, but the ForkFest way, in my opinion, would be to not ask anybody's permission.
And that's something that we haven't, or I haven't heard it mentioned, at least, yet, is that I've had people complain to me that ForkFest tickets cost $100 now, $25
a day. That's ForkFest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Exactly. Well, ForkFest is free.
Correct.
So we don't have the celebritarian speakers, but a lot of people, myself included, never go see those guys. I come here to hang out with libertarians,
right,
and this week I can do it for free.
Except for the camping costs.
Except for the camping costs, yes.
Which is expected, and they're reasonable. I mean, you can also share a campsite with multiple people, so if you really want to keep costs down, just team up with some of the other attendees and stay on the same campsite.
Yeah. Attach yourself to people at an existing campsite. This is what I did. I got 7 days. The only money I've paid here is $35 to the campground.
So you're paying the
daily
fee.
$5 a day.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
And that's all I need to pay, because I don't need, you know, fancy speakers.
You've got a cruiser, an old police cruiser, with an anarchy symbol spray painted on the side of it, and what appears to be a smiley face with a joint coming out of its mouth. And it's awesome.
It is a cigarette filled with an undisclosed substance.
I've loved it. And it's right over the old police lettering, so that you can still kind of see. And I'm a former cruiser owner. For our listeners that don't know, I also had a cruiser very similar to yours. In fact, I suspect, is that a former MASH cruiser? You know?
I don't know. I don't think it's Manchester.
Mine was former MASH, and I also had that sort of... So they've removed the police logo, but you can still see some of the adhesive from it. So you can still see O-I-C-E. You can't see the P or the L. And that's good, because if you could see the P or the L, they could pull you over for that and say, you're still driving a, you know, you're looking like you're a police car, so it says the word police on it.
And that's what happened. I was driving through a construction area at about 20 miles an hour, and I passed a cop who was standing there directing traffic. And originally the adhesive was clean, and you couldn't see it.
But then
it was auctioned. But then when it picked up dirt, it became visible again. And that's when they hassled me. So I scraped the P and the L off. So now it just says, oh, ice.
Yep. And so you've been driving around with that, and it's fun to. It's definitely fun to do that. So Ian, Mark, and Rich here in our remote studios.
It brings up the question: are you legally responsible for washing your car? And
legally responsible for not having anything visible on it that
with
says
the word police.
If dirt is attracted into the shape of police on your car, and it was,
right,
through no fault of your own.
True.
So yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the state and not the act they were concerned about.
Oh, I'm sure.
So we're here at ForkFest. You know, your reflection so far, Rich. Were you here last year for ForkFest?
I was not. I was in Michigan at the Midwest Peace and Liberty Convention.
That's right. And now you're back. You moved back to New Hampshire. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
So what are your
thoughts? Be home again.
I mean, this is year number two of this event.
I would like to see more people here, but I can only speak to a certain number of people simultaneously. So
I think they're coming.
I think
I've heard a lot of people say
some of the people at Malheur Wildlife or the Malheur Wildlife Takeover, they just kept waiting for the 3%ers to come and save them.
I think they're coming. I've heard a lot of people say Saturday. So tomorrow. So this is the Friday edition. You know, people are still getting out of work.
Oh, yeah.
And so Thursday...
A lot of people will get off work tonight and drive up,
correct.
I'm sure.
Yeah, so we're going to see, I think, probably it's going to double or more likely, I would guess, tomorrow. And as I said before, it's already better. And last night was great, man. Me and you were hanging out at a campfire. We just showed up, and I won't say who it was, but somebody was on some mushrooms, apparently, and they were like... I'm on mushrooms, and Rich Paul just shows up at the campfire, and it's like, that's how mushrooms work sometimes.
Oh, I didn't even hear that. Yeah, that's so cute.
Yeah, that was cool. So it's good times here at ForkFest. Was there more to say on agorism? I feel like we didn't quite finish that discussion.
I think that Rich Paul was trying to flesh out the distinction between what is agorism and what is just selling drugs, and so in his case he was had some people he worked with. He talked to them about libertarianism. I don't doubt that for one second, because he'll talk to you about libertarianism even if you're not working with him. So no doubt that
but
that's
if you
what
work
was
for me, you have to listen.
Yeah, yep. no doubt that that's what was occurring. I would contend that that is talking about libertarianism and not activism, but I can kind of see how Rich Paul selling black market substances is agorism or is activism, but the vast majority of people selling black market substances are just black marketeers and not worth, in my opinion, having, been in prison for 8.5 years, I've got to say that, the criminal element, not my favorite people to hang out with. And so I tend not to have the affinity for them. And the vast majority of them are just, out there trying to make a living without working too hard.
I think, Rich, you've persuaded me on this, at least on the perspective that if you are actively spreading some kind of pro-freedom message through your business to either your cohorts or customers. And you were also helping your customers kind of learn liberty to some extent, if I recall correctly.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you're,
I mean, anybody who wandered in was going
to
hear me.
If there's an educational component to doing the agorism, then I think that makes sense. Then it makes sense to call it agorism then. Mm. But, like, the things that we've seen called agorism, with the exception of what you're talking about, let's just say in Keene, there was one year during the 420s that were happening where a couple of the local activists had started up a pizza business, an underground pizza business, and it was an abject failure. They took 2 hours to deliver a pizza to one of our 420s in Central Square, and it was, you know, not impressive. And they ended up going under relatively quickly. There was no educational component to that. It was just a couple of libertarians selling unlicensed pizza. Then there was another one where there were some people in Keene that were doing a delivery, a food delivery service, and they were pretty serious about it. They'd gotten out, they'd flyered neighborhoods, they really had put some effort into it. But then when somebody had called the health department or called the city on them or threatened to call the city on them, they completely shut down. So, like, in the instance of they weren't doing any kind of educational component, and when faced with the threat of the state, they collapsed and went away. Whereas when you came in, when the state came against you, you stood up and you fought for what you believed in. So you really did have it from both an educational and a making a stand aspect.
I would
agree.
And the other side is, if you look at the SLAP, that did become at some point civil disobedience, because we got a cease and desist order from the state.
That's true.
When Mama Alley was serving there, and we basically said, make us.
Mm.
We ignored
her. Well, then she left shortly thereafter.
Yeah, then she left.
And she's what to do. But I think that
she's a gypsy spirit.
Yeah.
But
you make the strongest argument that what you were doing was agorism, whereas what the other people were doing, they were calling agorism, but all they had was an intention. That you were showing the intention by doing things like communicating and standing up for your beliefs.
And I would say Forkfest to some extent is agorism, because even if, you know, you're not getting a political lecture with your hot dog, us gathering here and showing that you can form a community and that you can trade with each other and that you can really limit your exposure to the corporate economy, I think is carrying a message by demonstration.
So, you know, what goes on in New Hampshire and probably around the United States and around the world is for instance, I used to raise pigs. I would sometimes trade pork for eggs or hamburger or something like that to give a variety of things to eat. Obviously, I could survive on pork, but it's not thriving.
Tell me more about the pigs, the pork, the trading here in moments. We're going to get back into agorism, trying to take down the state economically by ignoring it and taking specific actions to promote freedom. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2018, the second year of this decentralized libertarian camping event at Rogers Campground. Up in Lancaster, New Hampshire, we are in the White Mountains. The view is spectacular. We got some great people here as well, and new faces showing up here as we're recording the show today. So you're still welcome to join us. There's plenty of time to get up here to Lancaster in the northern part of the state. Joining you in the studio here tonight at our remote studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Rich Paul.
Mark, you were just getting into, we've been talking about agorism, which, you know, as I have understood it, is a counter-economics. It's the idea of doing business outside of the legal structure, not asking for permission from governments, not begging to be able to provide a product or a service to somebody, and just doing it. But beyond that, Rich, as you had been describing, taking an extra step of educating your customers, of educating your vendors, of educating your employees, the people you work with, about liberty and about economics.
And thank you for reminding me of the term counter-economic, because I believe that's where Konkin made the distinction, is that counter-economic activity was the general term and agorism was the specific term for counter-economic activity, which was carried out with political intent.
So, you know, having been in the liberty movement for quite some time, and people who get frustrated with, you know, the political movement, oh, we supported the Ron Paul campaign, and within 4 years we didn't have total freedom. I'm so frustrated, right? Like, I'm frustrated with those folks who kind of then run to agorism as though it's some solution to something. Look, I think it's not worth having a discussion about agorism until you mention Bitcoin. and all the cryptocurrencies out there, because those are the lotto winners of agorism. And maybe you went about it in the right way, Rich, and I'm certainly not, I'm not going to dispute that. But I will say that the vast majority of people who let the word agorism utter from their lips are, blowhards, failures, like just everything, like all these negative terms that we come up with.
Frequently, they're economists trying to be businessmen, and there's a relationship between business and economics in that I would say that a business degree would be an economics degree turned inside out, almost, but... You know, running a business is not necessarily an easy thing to do, and figuring out how to run a business without a lot of models that you can look at is very difficult. So that's where I think if you want to become a good agorism or a good agorist, a lot of we should look at other counter-economic businesses and what they're doing. Frequently, agorists are trying to sell you what they want you to have and not what you want to have. And there's a big difference there. Well, this is keto and organic, and it's $10 a burger, and it's like, well, I don't necessarily want to spend $10 for a burger. A lot of the customers would rather have a dollar hot dog. So,
well, the problem with a dollar hot dog is that having grown pigs, I can tell you, you can't produce, pork for the amount of money that the mass market organizations can. You have to really ramp up, and how do you get the money to even start doing that? And then how do you fly under the radar once you do? That's the difficulty. There's a certain
level at which an agorist business can't grow past unless they're willing to openly flout the law and become civil disobedience.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. You can't have 1,000 pigs on your property, or 10,000 pigs, or whatever the number is to actually make money. You can't have that number of animals, and somehow
the
State Department of Agriculture doesn't say, "Huh, I wonder what they're doing over there."
Well, this is one of the reasons that the Church of the Invisible Hand exists.
That's your church.
One of the reasons, that's my church. It's distinct from, but friendly to, the Shire Free Church.
In which you are also a minister.
And I am a minister of that. But one of the things that I want to do eventually is have a piece of land where there can be a community that is basically, it's a more or less closed agorist community, almost like a pork fest that goes on all year round, where you can, if you and other agorists are trading with each other, then I think you can build an economy. But I think you have to get agorists into very close quarters with each other. And
there just aren't enough of them. I mean, there's to some extent, there's
a
market.
Commune, and I've heard of them.
Well, there are enough of them in the world if we could get them all to move to New Hampshire to completely blow the government away.
You're never going to get them all to do.
You're never going to get all of them to do anything. But
I agree with you.
Let's get a large percentage of them, the largest we can, to move.
There are at least people doing what they call market days, I think in Manchester and maybe in a couple of other cities, which does some of what you're talking about, where people get together on a one day a month or something, and they bring their wares and they sell them to one another. Whether that's enough to actually support a family with is another question, or even to support an individual, because if you're marketing to just the other agorists, then you're a very limited market, and you know, you're not going to likely get anywhere. Right?
Well, that's the thing, and also you're not carrying the message to anybody who doesn't have it. So my rule of thumb is that if you're in an agorist business, you should plan on getting 75% of your revenue from the general public. And if you're not doing that, you're going to fail. The other thing is, you can't, Robert Heinlein wrote a joke about a couple of people who found themselves a beach and started selling each other sand. You know, you have to have importer exporters in the agorist community. If you're an agorist manufacturer, then you have to be selling things to outside the community to get the raw material or to get the hard currency in, because you're going to have to spend that hard currency to get raw materials to build more. So, and I really think that that Mark is right, that cryptocurrency is the future of agorism, because what would make...
It's also the most successful agorist venture.
Well, exactly.
It.
And the thing is, that means that the more you go agorist, and you're going to be... you're going to be using a rising currency to trade in, and that makes up for what you lose in economy of scale, or it should, combined with no taxes.
And arguably, Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin, was very anti-state, was very libertarian, very, you know, freedom-oriented. So he absolutely was signaling to the world his intentions of taking down the state with this cryptocurrency.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. And not trading in their coin is the best way to hasten the bankruptcy of the U.S. government.
It's a foundation on which you can actually
build. The reason that I say that is that...
Whether it'll hasten it or not, it'll definitely protect you from it.
Well, I would say that it will hasten it, and here's why. Every time you buy Bitcoin for dollars, you're going long Bitcoin, you're shorting
dollars.
The dollar.
Mm.
So you're pushing the value down. You're saying, I don't demand dollars, which I would ordinarily demand. I demand Bitcoin, and I'm willing to give my dollars away to get them.
Right.
So the bankruptcy of a government is not like the bankruptcy of a business, because a government can print as much money as
they do.
Want. A government is bankrupt when the cost of printing more money exceeds the value of the money printing, and basically the value of printing the money, there's no reason for them to, they're Venezuela, you know, they're in hyperinflation, they're in a crack-up boom, and absolutely anytime you can get people to short the dollar, whether it's for silver, for Bitcoin, for anything, you are pushing down the value of the dollar and hastening the collapse, because that means that prices in dollars are going to have to rise if the value of the dollar is falling. So you're creating the hyperinflation on the demand side.
Interesting.
And they're pushing from the supply side to create hyperinflation, and eventually you've got a perfect storm. Now, imagine a crypto that couldn't be taxed because they found that you were trading in goodwill instead
of money.
You
told me about this one last night. Do you want to talk about this on the air, or is this too secretive at the moment?
No, I like the idea, because if somebody else develops it, I don't have to. I'll just buy a bunch of it.
Well, okay, hit us with the idea. Yeah.
Well, the elevator speech on it. Yeah.
The elevator speech is, and this is, that imagine that your church tracks karma. They're storing up how many good deeds you've done for somebody and how many good deeds have been done for you, and they're striking a balance. Well, that's more or less what you're doing with money. But if you call it spiritual energy that you're trading in, it could well be that that becomes a non-taxable thing, especially if you're trading it mostly within the church community.
Is it only currency if you call it currency?
Quite possibly.
It's an interesting proposal. I'm sure we'll talk more about it in the future. Rich, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live today. We've got another hour to go here on day number two of ForkFest. We're going to talk about the Republic of the Indian Stream?
Yeah.
Whatever that is. Mark's going to tell us all about it. He went there this morning.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. Biffybag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.